listening to Tales of the Forsaken, a live play fake board game by Noble Jester Productions.
It appears I have lit the torch and fanned the flame. Now all that stands between me and whatever ashes lie ahead is time.
Previously, we ended with you speaking to the city. You know, you had defeated Eldarin the Courageous and thrown him down the steps of the palace and then flown up and shouted out your message to the people of the city. Mm-hmm. We're going to go ahead and skip forward a little bit. You had sent Moont to go and look for Cloud Chaser. You had sent Amp to go and find Dror and their families. Did you enter into the palace to go chase after them, or what did you do after that moment?
I think I would have transformed back into an orc, gone into the palace, and try to find Moont.
Okay. I would say you probably looked around a little bit. Things were starting to get crazy. Probably had to, you know, kind of hide a little bit, as both Githam and Aladia were both still there in the palace. Mm-hmm. Plus you left Eldarin alive.
I did.
I'd say eventually you probably found Amp and Dror and their families and escaped through that bug out passage through your room. Mm-hmm. You didn't find Moont.
Okay.
But over the next few days, Moont found you guys. And, you know, he told you that he had found Cloud Chaser. They had had a brief conversation before he had to escape, and that a meeting would be set up. In that time, you guys have kind of found a place in the city that you can hide out. And Moont and Dror have been working to build up a resistance almost, you know, to build up, to tell some stories, to start trying to collect people together. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go ahead and open with an underground meeting, essentially, of the Dragonkin. This is probably a larger basement of some kind, and, you know, it's probably 30 Dragonkin all smashed into this room, and Moont is standing up and speaking to the people, and he's starting this message, and he says, "My people, my kin, long have we been ground under the heel of Yindra's oppression, and when we thought we had found hope and freedom, we instead found ourselves under the heel of yet another oppressor. We deserve better. We deserve true freedom. Our sister, Krimbatriana, was cruelly murdered by Heartfang, not far from this city. Her death cannot go to waste. Rin himself has appointed me to spread the word of truth, to spread her story, to talk of the true freedom that can exist. We must come together and not just seek freedom, but make it ourselves by casting down our oppressors." As he's saying these words, you can see that the crowd is kind of picking up the vibe. Mm-hmm. And people are nodding, people are starting to kind of, you know, cheer, and not like loudly cheer, because this is a secret meeting.
Sure.
But as he finishes that, Dror stands up and he kind of puts a fist up and he says,
"We are the kin. We will survive. We must fight for our own freedom."
You know, this meeting is kind of starting to coalesce. Is there anything you want to do or say during this?
I don't think so. Like, I would probably, like, my presence obviously would be known, but I don't want to take control in any of these types of meetings. You know, like, I really want to kind of help empower them, because I don't want it. I don't want, if things work out, to just end this type of rule and replace it with another. You know, like, I don't want to fail like Yindra, essentially.
Okay.
So,
You probably would have noticed over the last couple of days that while Moont and Dror are working together, they don't necessarily have exactly the same aims. Moont is really trying to build a religious movement where he's trying to center Krim as this martyr figure. And
appointing him as...
And really trying to wrap all of this around almost like returning to true worship of Rin. Whereas Dror is... He doesn't care about any of that. He's really latched on to the idea that he's stopped calling them the Dragonkin and has just started calling themselves the Kin.
Right.
You know, he has really tried to latch on to this idea that they have to fight, that they can't just let things happen to themselves anymore. They have to band together and take what they want.
Okay.
So there's kind of a dual sense going on here of a lot more kind of simmering violence in Dror and his group, and more of a religious, like, you know, kind of undertone in Moont and what he's doing that is working together, but could potentially have some problems.
So I'll need to have some talks with with these two. So I, catching those vibes, like, I'm not going to make anything public, but seeing that push, especially when hearing Moont say, "I've been personally appointed by Rin," like, that's a cringe right there. Okay, like, I need to, like, simmer down, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you kind of experienced that moment up on, you know, that peak where he was, his faith was kind of shattered and he was putting it back together piece by piece.
Right.
And it seems that he has embraced this idea of kind of religious fervor as that was his birth almost.
Yep.
So, yeah, those are the things that are going on.
It's not complicated at all.
Yeah. As they're talking and as this meeting is happening, you suddenly hear a commotion from upstairs and a door in the back of the room slams open and a couple of people come rushing through and they push through the crowd and fling someone into the center of this crowd. And you can see Cloud Chaser has been thrown into, you know, the center of this crowd, and one of the people that had brought him in says,
"This one's a dragon. We caught him trying to enter our meeting."
I'm going to rush forward. Hey, hold on. I'm a dragon. You back up. And I'm going to go over and kind of like get next to him.
Okay. They do not back up.
Then I will push them out of the way.
Okay. So you start to push people aside, and there's a moment where you're a little unsure if they're going to push back or not, but then they start to step back. There's definitely a simmering nature in this meeting and group that they don't necessarily accept you either, because you're a dragon.
Sure.
And as you know, as you kind of get there in the center with Cloud Chaser, Dror looks around the group and then he steps forward with a little bit of a swagger, and he says,
"What do you have to say for yourself, dragon?"
And Cloud Chaser just looks up at you, and he says,
"Lebodin, I've been searching for you. I need to talk to you."
Yeah, let's get out of here. Dror, you need to back up a bit. I'll meet back up with you all. I need to have a conversation here. We're going to walk out right now.
He looks at you. Dror does, and he says,
"Need to go have a private meeting with your dragon friends, huh?"
I'm gonna, like, kind of lean forward a little bit and stare and be like, "Dror, that is enough."
He's gonna lean in, like, kind of matching your posture, and he says,
"I don't think you get to tell us when it's enough anymore, dragon."
And as he says that, like, you can see some nodding heads in this crowd, and people start to kind of crowd in a little more. You clearly are in a setting where this is kind of quickly turning against you. I don't know if you want to just leave or if you want to allow that or try to convince them to step back a little bit. It's up to you.
Yeah, I'm going to with Dror's really quick reaction to that, I'm going to turn and look up at Moont and just, like, connect him in the eyes and be like, kind of put my hands out. Moon, can you help me out here?
He nods at you and he walks over and kind of puts a hand on your shoulder. He holds a hand up and he says,
friends, not every dragon is evil. Not every dragon has caused us this pain. Verboden is a hero. He has proven himself. He cast down a dragon here in our own city. He has fought against Heartfang. I believe that we can trust him, and we will need his help.
And Dror steps back a little bit, and he looks around at the crowd, and he looks back at you and Moont, and he says,
maybe we don't want his help anymore. Maybe we feel that we need to take care of ourselves.
Dror, that's fine. You can take care of yourself. I'm just asking to walk out of here.
All right, go.
Cloud Chaser's coming with me, and I'm going to start walking with him.
Okay. He's kind of standing in the way.
Uh-huh.
But as you walk, he moves just enough that if you don't want to shoulder check him, you're going to have to walk around him. But you can still walk through if you do the whole shoulder check thing.
Oh, shoot. Oh, the things that happen in these games. Like, I would never think, am I going to shoulder check this guy or not?
You don't have to. There's room to walk
around.
No,
I know. I'm trying to think of all the implications of me shoulder checking Dror, because I feel like he answers to strength, but he also, I feel like, has a temper and a little bit of a short fuse. Yep. So I don't know, like, how that's going to be received. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk up and I'm going to stop before the point where I would make physical contact at him and look up. I'm going to say, excuse me, Dror.
Okay. I actually want a roll here.
Okay.
Probably it's up to you, you know, what you roll. If you want to use influence or maybe even provoke, if you want, I think one of the two there.
I'm going to go with influence.
Okay.
Oh, that is a one.
Okay. He also got a one.
Okay. I don't really know if I have any other aspects that would help with this type of moment.
Well, I think you took... I said I'm the mighty one, which I think could play in here, just of the strength, you know, of that. Not necessarily that that's a role anymore, but
right.
Just the strength of that claim and...
Especially how left you've...
Yeah. Yeah, how you've played that out. I could see that.
Okay, yeah, that was one I was kind of thinking about that could potentially work. I think a part of this is, like, I'm not trying to super intimidate him, but also, like, show him that I'm not going to back down, but I'm also not going to stoop to his level. So there is a bit of that, like, kind of assertiveness that I'm trying to do of, like, okay, you need to move. I'm not going to, like, bump into you, but step back. So, yeah, I like to. I'll spend a fate point and invoke that.
Okay. He lowers his voice enough that it's just for you, and he says,
things are changing in this city.
He steps a little bit to the side and lets you through.
As I walk past, I'm like, seems like some things are changing, Dror.
Seeing that he lets you through, the crowd parts.
Okay.
And you are able to walk out with Cloud Chaser.
Okay.
So you lead Cloud Chaser up some stairs and into this house, which is where you've been staying for these last couple of days. And I assume you probably just lead him into the room you've been staying in.
Yeah, definitely.
He kind of slumps down into a chair. He says,
that was unpleasant.
Yeah, there's a bit of a fervor stirring amongst the Dragonkin now. I'm a little concerned. How are things going amongst the Dragon, you know?
It's a mess, to be honest. Heartfang has set himself up outside of the city. He's calling all the dragons to come and pledge allegiance to him. I think they're still trying to find a way to make this prophecy work out, but what you did there at the palace put a damper on that.
Yeah, glad we broke the prophecy apart, but I'm a little concerned they might escalate things here pretty quickly, and with the speed at which the Dragonkin are looking to take up a fight, I mean, that's not going to be good for anybody. We got to find a way around this. You got any ideas?
Well, I can't say I blame them for how they're responding. There's a group of us dragons who, as I've said before, are more interested in cataloging history, and to be honest, I've no interest in a fight, but if push comes to shove, I'd position myself on whichever side you're on, and I think if we can work something out, there are others who would join me, but I'm not sure these dragonkin will accept us.
I think you're right. After we're done here, I think I'm going to have a conversation with the couple that I had originally traveled with and see if I can bring some reason and a pause to what they're moving towards. You mentioned these others that may follow along with us. Any estimate on how many you know that would join us?
A dozen right off the bat, but I think I could potentially sway a few more. 20, 25, maybe.
With your position, Cloud Chaser, do others know of your stance that we might be concerned about that would deliver you to Heartfang, or how well known is it your knowledge and viewpoint of me?
To be honest, I don't think most of the dragons care that much about you, aside from the last few days. So, at least to this point, I don't think anybody would connect things in that way. But if you continue to be a problem, and if I speak out against what's happening, there's danger in it.
Okay, good to know. I wonder if we can maybe get ahead of this and do something before it turns into utter chaos. I could be wrong, and we might already be there. I don't know.
I don't know. This is not something that our world has really ever experienced before. It's a microcosm of what could have happened if Yndra hadn't stepped in and been the strong leader that took over after Heartfang. It's hard to know what could happen here. I do think that there's just not enough of these dragonkin to stand up to Heartfang if all the dragons collect around him. I think this will go very poorly for them.
Yeah, I have that same knowledge. I want them to learn to stand up for themselves, but they also need to know when to show some restraint and when to fight and when to run. Well, if you can do what you can do with the other dragons, maybe we can have a meeting with them soon. I'd like to spend some time once this meeting disbands and just see what I can do with my friends.
All right. I'll talk to who I can. I have to decide if I'm going to bend the knee to Heartfang, or if I'm going to go into hiding myself.
Well, if you're called upon, will you do what you can to try to find me to let me know?
I would guess that I maybe have a day or two before it's noticed that I have not taken part.
Do you already have a place planned where you could hide?
Not really, but it's a big land. I honestly don't really know what Heartfang has knowledge of. He spent most of his time outside of the Haven. I mean, to be honest, I didn't even know that Siv was Heartfang. Many of us didn't.
Do you believe Githim and Valadia knew?
They had to have known.
Yeah, that's my thought too. Alright, well, I hope you take care of yourself. Don't get too close to him, and definitely don't trust anything they say. You catch a whisper that they're looking for you, just go. Hopefully we'll see each other. I think I've got my issues to deal with here, and hopefully come up with a plan for Heartfang.
Alright, last thing I'll say is I have connections to Hestion. He's been in and out of the scholarly circles that I have run in. I think it's possible that he could be convinced to join our cause. I don't think he has any real love for Hardfang or their leadership.
I can see that. I think he just wants to take care of himself and looking for ways to do that. Likes to feel important. So I'm open to that idea. Maybe we could corner him. And, well, he definitely carries the chalice, so there's that.
Yes, I've come to learn as much as I can about the chalice. Is that something that could be used to our aid?
You once mentioned the single greatest magic that we'd ever learned of, and a curse. Well, I think that chalice is the single strongest concentration of power that exists on Rillian. So, yes.
Alright. Well, if nothing else, as the one who controls it, Hestian may be, I don't want to say our only hope, but certainly a hope.
Yeah, as much as I hate to think about it, yeah.
We'll see what I can do. Try to initiate some contact.
Alright, and if you try to get back in touch with me, maybe send somebody else that maybe isn't a dragon to find me, because they're getting riled up here, and I don't want any issues with you coming back.
That's wise. Do you think you'll be safe?
Yeah, I'll be fine here.
Alright. Thank you, Forboden. It's not only the dragonkin who... Well, I can't say we had the wool pulled over our eyes, because I'm afraid we were far too willing to go along with all this, but I honestly can say I did not know the extent of it.
It's okay. I mean, when you're put in a society and these people will exert this force over you and tell you how it should be, it can be hard to stand up against the flow. So I don't place any blame on you.
I'm glad you feel that way, and I hope that as many of us dragons as can be saved will be. Alright, well, I'd better go before that group downstairs breaks up their meeting.
Alright, we'll be safe.
He leaves.
I kind of wait till the meeting disbands a little bit so I can hopefully catch Dror and Moot without the mass of people.
Okay. Yeah, eventually the meeting disbands, you hear people leaving, and it's just Dror and Moot left down in the basement.
Okay. So I'll walk down in there and about 3/4 of the way into the room, kind of towards one of the walls, and just kind of like lean back with my back up against it and fold my arms and just kind of like let out a deep exhale.
Okay. As you walk in, they are actively arguing.
Okay.
Drawer's kind of fingers in Moot's face, and Moot is, he's got his hands spread and he's, you know, speaking to Dror. He's saying,
"We cannot just alienate everyone. There is a purpose to all this. Rin has specific..."
And Dror just kind of growls at him and says,
"Screw Rin. I'm tired of your preaching. We have to take over. We have to do what we can. And if every single one of us dies, at least we will die doing what is right."
That's kind of where you walk in.
Okay, got it. Gentlemen, can I join your discussion here?
Moon steps back and he says, "Please do.
I ask a question of you both."
Dror crosses his arms and turns towards you.
"We've been through a bit together, correct?"
"We have, of course."
Can you not see that you were just... you were repeating the same thing. Just a different name, different look to those talking the way you are.
Moot kind of turns toward Dror, and he points towards you, and he says,
"Yes, we cannot just continue the same cycles. We have to lean into Rin and what he has created us for."
Moon, hang on. Just stop it. Do you not hear yourself? You're focusing on a single thing, rallying behind it, and like this is the only answer. How does Yennor operate?
She has all the power and she leads by it.
Right. Hardfang, how did he operate?
he also has the power and presses those who are under him.
Right, you're looking to replace it with a system where someone's in power, tell them it's the only way, and everybody else is subjugated under that rule. I know your intent and what you're doing, but can you not hear yourself?
There's a difference between Heartfang and Yindra and God himself.
How do you know this?
He stops and it has to be.
No, it doesn't. You know what has to be is people who care about others choosing others over themselves. That is not what you're doing. You are taking yourself and you are putting yourself up on a pedestal. Your intent may be to do what's right. You know who else had a good intent? Yindra. What's Dror doing right now?
He's just watching this. He says,
"And you, what makes you any different than them?"
"Because I'm not trying to take control and sit on a throne. You're just looking to create chaos and violence. I know they've oppressed you, and they are wrong in that. But be different, man."
"What would you suggest then? Just lay down, let them walk all over us, treat us the same as we've been treated all of our lives?"
"No, absolutely not. We need to be strong, but not just create these blanket decisions and just try to kill all the dragon. You're gonna run in there and get every single one of you killed."
"These are fine words from somebody who's not speaking to me as an equal. If you chose to, you could tear me limb from limb, I know that. I can't imagine a society where you and I are ever equal. We've got a whole city, a whole country of people out there who have lived their entire lives oppressed by people more powerful than them. Only power we have is our anger, our violence, our willingness to die for each other. There's more of us than you. All we have is to stand together. What more could rally people than the anger that draws them together, the anger that they all have burning deep?"
"How about a dragonkin and a dragon standing together because we have compassion? Not anger. It's anger that created this world. If that's all you can see, I don't want any part of it. That's not the world I want to live in."
"Let's say we stand together. 10 years from now, who do you think ends up on top?"
"Hopefully not me. Definitely not you, Dror."
"Yeah, so you get to cause your little ruckus here, get what you want, and then move on. All those dragons out there that you let live, they're still more powerful."
"Now you're just thinking with fear. Not every dragon wants to just exert their power and lord it over somebody. Because you could get your friends, your 12 friends like you're talking about, and you feel powerful because you're in a group. It's no different. You exert your power and you can do the same thing. It could be for any group. For Yindra and her marked. Just kind of sit down. I'm like, got my head in my hands at this point. Just, I'm frustrated at him."
Munt steps over closer to you, and he kind of turns back towards Dror, and he says, "There is wisdom in what Verboten is telling us. I can see that my own grief and search for hope and meaning has perhaps led us down the wrong path. But," and he turns back towards you, "Verboten, I truly cannot see a path where these words that you say, compassion, and I just don't see how we could win with that. History has shown that those in power stay in power because of their power."
"I do understand it, and I'm not naive to the fact that there has to be a fight. It'd be because those like Heartfang, they lack compassion entirely. And we must defeat him with power, but we must find a way to replace it with something different after it's all over.
None of us have ever experienced anything different.
Neither have I. That doesn't mean it's impossible. Talk about hope, and I have to have hope in that, or else this is all pointless.
Dror clears his throat, and he says,
"So what would you have us do, Verboten?"
We need to partner with the dragon who do not agree with Heartfang. Right now, there is a culling within the dragon where Heartfang is calling those to join with him or be against him. That one that walked in here earlier, he is scared for his life because he does not want to join Heartfang. And the reception he gets is more hate. Let us join together and stand together and come out the other side together and stay together. I promise with every part of me, I will not allow a dragon to exert supreme power and subjugate Dragonkin or whoever.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Verboten. I don't trust you. I don't trust your dragons. I hear what you're saying. If you can find a way forward where we can partner together and we can have some sort of assurance that on the other side of this thing, these dragons that you want us to partner with won't just turn around and place themselves back on the top of the heap, then maybe we can talk. But we gotta stop calling us Dragonkin. It's a name that has partnered us from one system of oppression to another. We're not related to you. Just because I have scales doesn't mean I'm a dragon. I don't want to be a dragon.
I'm not asking you to be. If that's what you wish to be called, then I don't mind changing that. But I do have one request. Just like you are asking me for assurances that after all this, I won't just flip it and have a dragon in power. You need to make that same promise. Like I said, it's no different.
You don't want me in power.
You personally, you're not cut out for it.
I don't really want it, to be honest. But he's not either.
He nods over at Munt, who holds up his hands and says,
"Now, hang on. I have spent my entire life devoted to leading and guiding our people. I'm not asking for power. I'm not asking to have some sort of title or authority. But you shouldn't so quickly dismiss the truth and the power of religion and hope and story that has guided our people just because of the false nature of what they have deluded and led us with does not mean that everything that we have believed in is false.
Everyone has their place, and I think a society where, just like this, us standing around in a room disagreeing but wanting things to work out for our people, making decisions together.
That's possible. Then I could see it.
Well, why not? My system is a complete mess. Why not something new?
Well, I think you're a fool for believing in that, but it's on the other end of what I want, which is freedom for my people. We can work together.
We can.
Munt smiles and he says,
"This is truly a momentous occasion. Dragons,"
he just kind of chuckles, "the kin coming together to form a new type of partnership.
I believe it can work.
Under Rin's banner, I do as well."
Okay.
Dror just kind of sighs and says,
"All right, so what's the plan moving forward here?"
I've got something I'm working on with hopefully giving us some more strength. Told you all about this chalice I was in search of, and I'm going to try to obtain this, and this hopefully might shift things a bit in our favor. For right now, if you just don't make any rash decisions, just you can give me a day and we'll meet back up.
All right.
I'll go to shake his hand.
Drawer's hand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he shakes your hand.
Okay. And then I'll reach over and shake my hand, which I know how to shake my hand. Probably Come and try to give me a bro hug.
Oh, yeah. He grabs your hand and he pats your back and he says, kind of grips your shoulder and he says, Verboten, I know you still don't believe that Rin guides us, but I do. I apologize if I have let my grief lead us astray, but I know that Rin is watching over us, and I am confident that we will succeed as long as we keep him in mind and seek to make this world what he had intended.
Okay. You should shake Jor's hand too.
Of course. Jor's my brother. And he reaches out his hand, and Jor stands there for a moment. And he reaches out and he grabs Moot's hand. And he says,
let me make something clear to you. I respect you. Respect what you've done. Respect how you've led our people in some ways. I just got done realizing my entire life I believed in a divine figure that was gonna show up and save us all. I'm not doing that again. If our people are going to find freedom, it's going to be on the backs of us. People who are willing to give it all. We're willing to do what is necessary. If you can do that and believe in your mythical god, I'm fine with that. But if you can't handle doing what is needed, then you need to step back.
And Moot looks at him and puts a hand on his shoulder and he says,
Dror, also respect you and your passion. And I believe we have the same goals.
Dror just steps back and says,
we'll see.
All right, well, it's settled. All right, you both good here?
Yeah, no point in hanging around here anymore. We got work to do.
Sure do.
Yeah, they walk out and leave.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, so I did not see that turning that quickly and turning into... Well, I kind of saw the mood coming a little bit with the religious figure stepping out in front, but that angst from Dror, that surprised me a little bit.
Yeah, obviously I'm trying to carefully walk the line between real issues and historical things that have happened in our world and how people might respond in a fantasy world where a lot of the same problems exist, but the situations are different. So it takes a bit of maybe a little things moving a little faster than they might in a different situation.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, they're also pulling from just their personal bag of tools, essentially, of like how they would know how to deal with the situation. Like, you know, even with me playing in this moment, still also knowing eventually how some things turn out, it's still a challenge of like, man, how would Verboten navigate this really complicated political personal situation? So it's great.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening. If you are at all interested in talking about this kind of thing with us, we have a Discord and we're trying to grow more of a conversation around what we're doing. So we'd love if you'd join us.